Well, this is John Matarazzo with you again to talk about fear today. And actually, if you think about it, in this world, we've got the fear of the future. We've got the economy that's in a bad shape right now. We've got wars and rumors of wars over in Europe with Russia and Ukraine. We've got rumors of famine. We've got all these different things that are going on around the world that really strike fear into our hearts. And today we're going to be talking with R.T. Kendall, and he wrote the book Fear, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. And he also wrote the foreword for Michael Youssef's book, Is the End Near?, where we're talking about the last days. And so we're going to be talking about fear, dealing with things today, but also as we look to the future and the end times, what is it that we really need to be looking at, and what are we afraid of, and where do we look to?
Right after this.
Read more stories on spirit-led living when you subscribe to Charisma Magazine. Go to mycharismashop.com and enter in the promo code CPN to receive 10% off the price of a subscription.
RT, it is great to have you today on our Charisma channel here and to be able to talk about fear. What is it and how do we overcome it?
Well, I should tell you what started the book. I wanted to write a book on the fear of God, which I think is perished from the earth. Then I read this proverb, the fear of man is a snare. And I thought, oh, I want to write a book on the fear of God versus the fear of man. And then I watched the old movie, The Good, The Bad, The Ugly. But you know what? I want to write a book on fear, the good, which is the fear of God,
right?
Bad, fear of man, and ugly, demonic fear. And so that's how the book evolved. I've been surprised how well it is done by, because the internet, people don't buy books like they used to. This has been a book that's, I think, met a need.
Yeah, I definitely agree. You know, there's a lot of things that are happening in this world right now that are reasons to have fear. And I grew up kind of knowing that an acronym for fear is F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real, and that we were to look to God.
How come I didn't know about that? That could have made my book better. That's good. I like that. That's really good.
I don't even remember where I got it from. It's such a long time ago. But I know that I grew up as a very fearful child, especially when it came to, I had this fear that my house was going to burn down. And I couldn't really explain why I had that fear. But it was something that, because I was afraid of a physical thing happening, it actually took me a while to understand about the fear of God in a healthy way. Can we talk about that, having a healthy fear?
Well, the fear of God, in my opinion, has perished from the earth. It's perished from the church. There's no fear of God in the land. And Christians today don't even want to go near that topic. They want what is in it for me. They want broadcasts that will make them feel better. And I don't know, frankly, I don't know of anybody that touches this subject, the fear of God. It's gone. And as a result, we've ended up with such superficial theology. It's so shallow. And do you realize what was the first message of the New Testament? Let me just ask you, I'll put you on the spot.
Okay.
Off the top of your head, what do you think is the first message of the New Testament?
The first message of the New Testament, I would have to say, when the angel comes to Mary and says, "Fear not."
Okay, that's good. I'll give you high marks for that.
Okay.
I was going to John the Baptist, the first thing in the New Testament, if you start out chronologically, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, what you've done. You know, that's good. I give you, you're good. What I had in mind, you start out with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The first message of the New Testament was when John the Baptist said, "Who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" That's the first message of the New Testament. Now, what you prefer to, I mean, that's good. I'll tell you that I am impressed. But in that case, it's not talking about fear of God. Mm. It is in the sense that they were scared to death when they saw his glory.
Right.
So he says, don't be afraid. But it's a different approach. The point being, fear of God, the first message. For example, let me ask you this question, since I'm giving you a theological IQ test.
Okay.
Why, if we were not having this conversation, because it shapes your answer, but try to think, if you've been asked yesterday, why should a person be a Christian? What would you say?
Why should a person be a Christian? There's so many reasons, but I mean, if you want to have a relationship with the Lord.
Okay. Romans 1:16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God for salvation.
Mm.
Okay. Then he goes on to say, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, for the just shall live by faith. And the next verse says why we should be a Christian. Romans 1:18. And Paul uses the Greek word gar, which means because of the wrath of God.
Wow.
Let me tell you a story. My first convert at Westminster Chapel, his name was Jay Michaels. He was a Los Angeles Jew, a businessman, who was on his way to Moscow and had an office in London, and his secretary invited him to come to Westminster Chapel. I didn't know about it for months, but he's in the congregation, and he gets converted. He's saved. But nobody tells me for months. And then when I meet him, I get to know him very well. We become friends. His son is Al Michaels, the sportscaster. And so
wow.
I thought you might recognize
his name. I do recognize that name.
Anyway, Michael and I became very good friends, and we were out fishing in the Florida Keys. I took him bone fishing, and we went deep sea fishing. And sitting in a Key Largo restaurant, he spontaneously uttered these words: before I became a Christian, I was a happy man.
Interesting.
He wasn't complaining. He was stating a fact. His wife wouldn't convert. His family wouldn't convert. He was lonely. And I thought, how about having somebody like Jay Michaels give his testimony just before a Billy Graham sermon and says, here's why you should be a Christian. And Jay Michaels gets up and says, ah, before I became a Christian, I was a happy man. How many are going to want to be saved? In other words, there's a reason. And most people think off the top of their heads, they say, well, you'll be better off, help your marriage. You know, 50% of marriages at a church end up in divorce. 50% of marriages by a justice of the peace end up in divorce. You can't say Christianity. Jay Michael says, I'm not happy. Why? Why? In fact, here's a thought. Ask the Apostle Paul, Saul of Tarsus, what Christianity has done for him.
It's left him shipwrecked, abandoned.
Yeah, there you go.
Stoned. Yeah.
That's it. So the point is, the gospel message has been lost today from its origin, and we're trying to appeal to people to make them want to be Christians. Listen, it's flee from the wrath to come, but nobody will touch it. And do you realize that America was born in the fear of God, July 8th, 1741. Jonathan Edwards preached a sermon from Deuteronomy chapter 31, their feet shall slide in due time. You can go to Enfield, Connecticut today, and across the street from the Montessori School is a plaque embedded in the ground that says, on this site, July 18, 1741, Jonathan Edwards preached his sermon, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God.
Right.
It was part of the New England Awakening. When he finished preaching, people were holding on to church pews to keep from sliding into hell. They were holding on to tree trunks outside to keep from sliding into hell. The message went across New England in days, across to England in weeks.
Wow.
And it's to this day the most notorious, unforgettable sermon in the history of the Christian church of 2,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
It gave way to the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution of the United States, fear of God. So that's my point. So that's the good fear. The bad fear, fear of man, where you're motivated by what people will think.
Yeah.
And then demonic fear, that's when Satan motivates you.
I have a question for you. Actually, a comment before I get into that question. I spent 8 years as a missionary with Youth with a Mission. We did a lot of street evangelism, preaching the gospel. And I found myself a lot of times when I would ask somebody if they wanted to receive Jesus after I had just presented the gospel, if I felt that they were actually being too quick to receive the gospel, I would actually try to almost talk them out of it, because I wanted to make sure that they really were making this decision on their own, not just to appease the guy that was just talking to them with this nice track. But we did spend time talking about hell and how our sins separate us from God and force us to go to this place that God doesn't want us to go. And so I kind of tried to work in the fear of God in a way there. But during that time period, I also had a teacher that came into our missionary schools, and he would often quote, or at least he attributed this quote to Catherine Kuhlman, and he said that she said that we have become all too familiar with God. We have become all too familiar with the presence of God. And
that.
He was talking about the fear of the Lord. And I've been looking for this quote because I want to get the rest of the message there, but he actually got to hear it in person. He said, "What about this concept of us being too familiar with God?" And I think that's something that you can really, really hone in on.
I agree. I didn't know her, and I don't think I ever was one of her great followers. But if she said something like that, I like that. That's good. We've made God to be the man upstairs, my buddy, and there are those who feel that they're doing God a favor when they pray, and they own him. The greatest danger to the church today, this is, I don't mean to change the subject, and you may want to stop it because if we go on this for a long time. It's called open theism. Do you know anything about it?
Give me your definition. I probably would know it, but maybe not by that term.
The idea is that God does not know the future, but he's open to us to know what to do. In fact, God cannot do anything without us, and we help him to know what to do tomorrow. Well, that kind of God is so small, you control him. He's not God. St. Augustine said the God who doesn't know the future is not God.
Right.
But that's the kind of God people want. And so he becomes an extension of what they want and like. And you hear this phrase, we just claim something and then ask God to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the prophetic people got it wrong. They claimed that Trump would be president 2 terms, and God didn't go along with it. And now they won't admit that they've got it wrong. So we're dealing with a generation that does not know the God of the Bible. That's my opinion.
Wow. You are right on point. You know, there's so many things that we think we know God, but we don't know him because we're reading so many things about him rather than reading his word and really spending time with him and learning about him. And when we get further and further away from God, which we have a healthy fear of God, we start getting our fear about things in this world, about, you know, the things that are happening around us. And, you know, I want to shift a little bit, and we've been talking about fear and having a healthy fear of God, but we've talked a little bit about having a demonic fear, that's the bad and the ugly fear. And with what's happening in the world today, you know, it's easy to say, wow, man, I read in the Bible about, you know, there's earthquakes, and there's natural disasters, and there's wars and rumors of wars, and we just have gone through a pandemic, and there's a lot of things that look like the end is here, the end is near it at the very least. You wrote the foreword for Dr. Michael Youssef's book, Is the End Near? Could you explain why you wanted to write that foreword and what moved you to talk about dealing with fear in the end times?
Oh, first of all, I would write a foreword for any book that Michael Youssef wrote. He is one of the very, very few who is unafraid to talk about the fear of God. And I ask people, when's the last time you heard a message on eternal punishment? You see, the trend today is toward one of two things, annihilation or universalism. People will not accept the thought, which Jesus said again and again, of there being eternal punishment. It's off the screen. Nobody wants to hear it because it's not pleasant. But this is what Jonathan Edwards preached. This is what happened in the Cane Ridge Revival. It was an assumption of eternal punishment. And so what Michael has done is to be unafraid to talk about these things. And so the end is near. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to give an account. And the fact is, Jesus is coming soon.
Amen.
He and I are on the same page. I hold that the next thing to happen on God's calendar is not the second coming, but the awakening of the church just before.
Amen.
He accepts this. But we are in the end. We are in, I believe, the final generation. And I think that timely is Michael's book. I recommend it to the hilt.
Hmm. So let's connect this to fear. You have lived your life. You have a family. You've written books. You've accomplished so much. I, as a 37-year-old, still am dreaming of these things, that I believe that God has put these desires in my heart. And so for me, sometimes I have to fight this fear that's rising up, saying, if the end times are near, then I'm not going to have any of these things. And it's this fear that kind of does creep up. How can I deal with this fear in somebody like me?
Well, you know, Paul's protege, Timothy, was a very fearful person.
Hmm.
He would say to the Corinthians, be gentle with him, you know, when he comes. And in 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, Paul said, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, sound mind. The first thing to acknowledge, and I would say it to you,
yes,
that fear is not from God.
Amen.
We're not talking about godly fear in this case. It could be fear of man, fear of the future, fear you're not going to accomplish what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And in the same way, Paul said in Philippians 4, 6, don't be anxious about anything. And he said, just don't do it. And I would say to you, lovingly, I may never see you again, you are giving in to the devil, and you don't mean to.
Mm-hmm.
When you give in to your fear, that's what the devil wants.
Right.
He wants to divert you from just trusting the Lord, because God is Satan's enemy. Jesus Christ is his arch enemy. And consider Matthew 6:33, my father's favorite verse. I grew up hearing it. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So if you're worrying about food, shelter, clothing, that's what the devil wants.
Mm-hmm.
The trouble with so many prosperity teachers today, they don't just stress that you're going to have food, shelter, clothing. They want you to drive a Mercedes-Benz.
Mm.
Or that you can do all these things. They get their eyes completely off Scripture.
Right.
Where Paul, Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God. These things will be added. And I would lovingly say to you, John, make sure that God is your focus.
Amen.
And the moment fearful things come to you, reject them. Just refuse to dignify them. Mm-hmm. Because remember, when you do it, you're pleasing the devil.
Yes.
You don't want to do that.
Right. And another verse that I do stand on quite a bit, and I remind myself of this, I believe it's 1 John 1:9. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You know, we have Jesus in us. He has filled us with his Holy Spirit. He's greater than the things that are external. And he wants to give us that strength to be able to overcome that fear. And so even though it's something I have to struggle against, I know that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And we can stand on that and not let that fear creep in. And I just really appreciate how you've been able to address that. Thank you.
Well, I want people to buy Michael's book, Is the End Near? By the way, he and I are good friends. We just went to England together last week.
Wow.
We were on TV together, on radio together, and I'm on his board, and
wow.
I preach for him every year, and anything he writes should be read.
Amen.
And so I'm honored to get to talk about Michael's book.
Amen. Well, I just want to encourage everybody that you can get Michael Youssef's book, which the foreword is written by R.T. Kendall, who we've been talking to, Is the End Near? If you go to mycharismashop.com. And also, you can get R.T.'s book, Fear, the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, at mycharismashop.com as well. And so if you need help overcoming fear, it is good to get the truth of the gospel explained by these phenomenal men of God who have been really seasoned in the Word, who have been able to take their life experience from their walk with the Lord that has spanned decades, and that's a good thing. They've been walking with the Lord for a good time. They have a phenomenal track record that you can, in addition to reading the Bible for yourself, these resources will help you in your walk with the Lord to overcome fear and to know that even though the end is near, you don't have to be afraid. You can trust in him. You can know that your salvation is secure. And before we wrap up, RT, I'm going to ask you if you would just please pray for the people that are watching this, that they would just really overcome that fear.
Sure. Heavenly Father, thank you for the privilege of being on John's show. And I pray that what has been said will be applied by your Holy Spirit to all who see, all who listen. I pray for that person who at this moment would love a word that would set them free, free from fear, free from anxiety. Remind us, O Lord, that when we are fearful of things and what people say, fearful of the future, that this is not from you. This is from the flesh. This could be from the devil. And I ask that you will enable that person who is struggling with fear to overcome it. We read in Revelation chapter 12, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Grant to that person to be set free. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. RT, thank you so much for joining me on this show to talk about overcoming fear, the good, the bad, and the ugly, as well as endorsing Is the End Near by Dr. Michael Youssef. It is a pleasure to connect with you and to really just receive your wisdom from the years of walking with the Lord. And I really appreciate your books, your writings, and your messages. And thank you so much for really leading the way in so many things of our faith, and just helping people live a life that they don't have to live in fear.
Well, you're very kind. Thank you for having me. God bless you.
God bless you.